Blog Talk Radio.
Amen and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I just want to thank God for another opportunity tonight to study His Word. I just thank and praise God for being who He is in my life. I give Him reference and I give Him praise for being my life. And to every one of you in your respective places, to Apostle Deans and to all of you, hallelujah, I just thank and praise God for being here tonight. We're going to get ready to call our Bible class to order. I'm going to have a song, read a scripture, and pray for our short devotion. And then we're going to get right on into the Word of God. Amen. Amen. So here we go.
Thank you.
of heaven done sign my name. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 74. O God, why hast thou cast us off forever? Why doeth thine anger smoke against the sheep of thy pasture? Remember thy congregation, which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thy inheritance, which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt. Lift up thy feet unto the perpetual desolations, even all that the enemy have done wickedly in the sanctuary. Thine enemies roar in the midst of thy congregation. They set up thy ensigns for the sign. Thy ensigns for the sign. A man was famous according as he had lifted up axes upon the thick trees, but now they break down the carved work thereof at once with axes and hammer. They have cast fire into thy sanctuary. They have defiled by casting down the dwelling places of thy name to the ground. They said in their hearts, let us destroy them together. They have burned up all the synagogues of God in the land. I have just read to you from Psalm 74, from the first through the eighth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Lord, we come tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you if I've offended anyone, Lord, if I've caused anyone to stumble, Father, I ask you right now, hallelujah, to forgive me now. I ask you to search my heart, my mind, and my spirit, Father. If there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now to create in me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit and a sound mind on tonight. Father, I come just thanking and praising you. We come just magnifying your name on tonight. We come giving you glory. We just giving you worship and glory and praise on tonight. Father, I ask you right now, hallelujah, to let Deborah decrease, 100% decrease, that the Holy Ghost, your Holy Spirit, may increase 100% and take control over our Bible class on tonight, Father. We just thank you and praise you, Father. We give you all the glory. We magnify you. Just let me lay my will down, Lord. I just want the Holy Spirit. I want the teacher to come forth and teach your people tonight. Now I ask you, Lord, to bless everyone in radio land, those that's on our radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them right now. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to open up our understandings, Lord. Open up and cover our minds and our thoughts tonight. In the name of Jesus, and teach us, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and I'll be careful. We'll be careful to give you all the praise tonight, all the glory, all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. We thank and praise God tonight for his goodness. I thank and praise God for each one of you that's on our radio broadcast tonight. And I just give God glory tonight. We're going to be coming and studying and talking about the apostolic impartation and the prophetic activation on tonight. This is a continuing thing until I finish with it, but we're going to start tonight. We're going to be talking about good stuff, stuff that we need to know about as prophets of God. We need to know this. What am I doing with my paper? I got it right here. We're going to be, we left off last week talking about the corporate anointing. And in the corporate anointing, there is the transferring of specific and strategic anointing from the Ascension Ministry of Ephesians 4 and 11. And let me just read Ephesians 4 and 11 to you. Ephesians 4, chapter 4 and 11. And it says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. So when we talk about the corporate anointing and the transferring of specific and strategic anointing, we're talking about, and from an ascension ministry, it's like a deeper understanding, a deeper or greater anointing, the ascension ministry of Ephesians 4:11, into the flowing stream of Christ's body. You have a deeper revelation and a deeper understanding as an apostle, as a prophet, as the ones that he called and ordained, the ones that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors, and some teachers. He gave some, he said, not all, but some. So these are the ones that have the deeper understanding, the deeper revelation into the flowing streams of Christ's body. You know, because we all can't be apostles, and we all can't be prophets, and we all can't be evangelists. We all have gifts, don't get me wrong, but we all are not at leaders. We are not all leaders. Some of us, some we have some ministers and preachers that are not pastors. Preachers are different from pastors. God calls some pastors. And he calls some preachers. He calls some elders, some ministers. We are missionaries. We all can't be, because a pastor takes on a different role than just a preacher or an elder or a minister. Pastors take on different roles, you know, because a pastor is called to the flock, to pastor, to shepherd the flock, where a preacher just preaches. And witness to people and stuff. So ministers and missionaries are not pastors. So they all are different. So when it comes to the corporate anointing, we all have specific and strategic anointings from the different ministries that we're called to. Into the flowing streams of Christ's body, for one purpose, it is to mature for the work of the ministry, as the saints are given to advance the kingdom. See, because that's what we do. We have to give the saints and witness to them and help them and preach to them and teach and love them and pray for them, and everything we can do that God has called us to do, we have to do that. You know, because some of them are not all, they're not where we are in Christ. A lot of them are not. Even when they have titles before they name, they still not. You know, and we have to pray for each other, because there is nobody perfect and nobody has arrived. Nobody. But Jesus. So, you know, we can't think we more than anyone else, and people shouldn't put us up on a pedestal, leaders, because I'm telling you, nobody made it there except Jesus. Nobody's done this but Jesus. So we can't feel like that nobody can tell us anything and we know everything, because we don't. I don't care if you're an apostle. I don't care if you're a prophet. I don't care who you are. You can always learn more. You can, if you're teachable, God will, but you got to be teachable. So the meaning, all of the present truth, fivefold teaching we hear about must be transferring. It must be transferable. Not a lone concept. So when you talk about the fivefold teaching or ministry, it's all of it. Evangelist, pastor, teacher. Is that? That's the fivefold ministry. And every church should have it. Some churches don't, but the word of God say it do. Mm-hmm. That's what the word of God say. We need everything that Christ is. We need everything that he has for us. We need to be doing everything that God has for us. We need to be trying to do it. If he anoints us to do it, if he gift us to do it, we should be trying to do it. We should be free in our heart to accept whatever he give us and not fight it. But a lot of us fight it. We run from it. Don't know what, you know, we don't want to do it. We don't want to think we can't live if we don't do this and this and this and this. But we do, just like Sunday, I talked about the Sabbath. Now, most of us, we're worshiping on the Sabbath, and we're not. You know, and it's a different lesson, but I did teach it on Sunday. You know, and we don't understand about the Sabbath, so we don't go into it. But this is how we've been doing it, and this is how I was taught, and this is how I was brought up. But everything ain't right. You know, we didn't done everything else. We didn't try everything else. We've tried. But we still have not tried what the Ten Commandments say. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That's why a lot of us can't get past where we are, because everything else we're doing, but we're not remembering the Sabbath and keeping it holy. We're not worshiping on the Sabbath. You could worship any day, but you still have to keep the Sabbath. You have to. You have to remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. That means set it apart. Holy means sanctified and set apart. We have to do that. That's when you'll see signs, miracles, and wonders in your life. That's when you see that. People saying, oh, I want to see some miracles. I want to see some things. Keep the Sabbath. You keeping the Ten Commandments? God did not change his commandments. He did not change them. But we insist, and I grew up in the Baptist church, so I don't knock it. But they didn't know. But when God get ready for you to find out, when he get ready to open your mind up, when he think you're ready to receive, he will allow you to find out that you need to be keeping the Sabbath, because that's one thing that we're not doing, and we're supposed to do that. And you will see the change and the difference in your life. God, Jesus did it. Everybody did it. In the word of God. And then man changed it. Of course, he thought, what we thinking, that a day is 24 hours, and the day is, in the word of God, it's not 24 hours. It said in the evening and the morning. What's the next day? That's from 6 o'clock in the evening to 6 o'clock in the morning. And so that's how we start getting turned around. And then the one number of the enemy to throw us back, keeping us from keeping the Sabbath. So that's what we have to do. We have to start that. Once we do that, God will bless our socks off. I'm telling you, I feel so different. Believe me, I was keeping the Sabbath, but I wasn't keeping it like it should have been kept. I was at home, television off, all that other stuff. But I still wasn't keeping it like I should have been keeping it. And now I am, and I thank God for that. I just thank and praise God for it on tonight. But we're going to get back to the apostolic impartation and the prophetic activation. And right here we are talking about, and I don't know how the Lord just took me over there, but and if you all have any questions, please feel free to ask. Just feel free to, because you need to know. So, like I said, this is the corporate anointing we're talking about, and it's transference a specific and strategic anointing. And that's over in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11, into the flowing streams of Christ's body. And that's telling us, and he gave some apostles, and he gave some prophets, and he gave some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, the fivefold ministry. Every church, every ministry should have fivefold, should be fivefold. And we need everything God has for us. Everything God wrote in the Word of God, that's what we need to be seeking God for. Everything God has for me, I want it. Lord, I want whatever you have for me, I want it. So we need to be trying to seek God. What else do I need to do, Father? Because, see, I want to get it right. I want to get it right. Whatever he got for me, I want to get it right. So if you're a prophet, if you're an apostle, pastor, teacher, evangelist, you need to be seeking God. Because God don't always leave you right there in that spot. He give you elevation. Elevation come from above. Man can't elevate you, but God can. God can do it. Now, apostles carry the grace of the Lord to break forth into new territory, because you know apostles, what they do is they start churches, they build churches, and the pastors take over. That's what they do. They break forth into new territory with the spirit of acquisition, into new thresholds and realities of the natural and the supernatural. That's what we do. That's what apostles do. They build a ministry and be happy to let a pastor take over. That's what they do. That's what God called them to do. Now, prophets, they are strongly given into deeper or greater revelation truth, revelatory truth. That's what a prophet, God got them so rooted and grounded in his truth. He does nothing unless he tell the truth or seek the, tell the prophet first. See, and he in the prophets, that truth, and most apostles, God used them in the prophetic as well. You know that. The ones that I know. The apostles go to establish the churches, and we should establish churches on the right foundation. On the right foundation. Evangelists, they are graced to proclaim the person of Christ you know, evangelists just travels and preach. They travels and all over. They travels and preach all over, and they, you know, carry the word of God. Preach. Shepherds are blessed to tend and to nurture and to care for the flock, feeding the flock. Teachers, well appreciated for grounding the saints in the foundation of the apostles and the prophets. See, God takes us to a higher level, higher dimension in Him. Each one, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, He'll take us to the highest we can go in what He's called and ordained us to be. Like I say, promotion comes from above. Man cannot promote you. I don't care who he is, bishop, this, that, and the other. They can't. Man cannot promote you. Only God can take you to a higher level in Him. Only God. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about the different levels of the prophetic. Before we get too late, I want to start on that because I have different levels to talk about tonight. The prophecy of the scripture, and it's in 2 Peter. Let me get this one before I start talking about it. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. It says, "We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed as unto a light that shineth in a dark place until the day dawn, and the day star arise in your heart." Now, when we prophesy, it's like the transfiguration, which was previewed of Christ's coming kingdom. When we prophesy, we have to prophesy not so people can't understand. And we have to prophesy where prophecy is to bring forth or to foretell. And I'm trying to get it out of it. Went over this 50 times. But when you prophesy, it has to be by the word of God. And man can't tell you, but it has to come from Christ. And it has to come through these scriptures. It has to line up with the scriptures. So that's one dimension of the prophecy of the script. A lot of times it have to coincide with the word of God. I don't care what nobody said. Don't let them tell you no different. Knowing this first, that no prophecy of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Prophecies must be interpreted in the light of other scriptures. Prophecies are often capable of several fulfillments. Prophecies must be interpreted only with God's help, not man. And we should, when we do prophesy, we shouldn't, this is what I do. When I hear what God has to say, I'm going to say what God say. I hear God say a lot of times we lie on God because He may say Jolene Williams, and we'll say, well, the Lord said so and so, so that must be your daughter. That must be, God didn't say that. So we have to learn and trust God. We have to trust God. Um,
and it has to line up with the scriptures. Prophecies are often capable of several fulfillments. It must be interpreted only with God's help, since they were given only as the prophets were moved by God and not by any impulse of man. This is what I'm talking about. See, and a lot of times, you know, and it comes because God speaks to us in different ways as prophets. We know how he speaks to me. I know how he speaks to me. And when he says something to me, how he usually said, I could say, well, God says so and so. But don't get too far off with it, because it always have to line up with the scripture. And then we don't want to take it too far. God gives some people times. He gives some people names. He gives some people addresses. You know, that's God. But if he don't deal with you like that, don't you do it yet. You can't. You got to stick with the scriptures and stick with what the Lord says, wants you to, what he tells you, not what no man tell you. And I'm not trying to tell you anything wrong. What I'm trying to do is help you. This is the apostolic impartation and the prophetic activation. All of this has to be activated. Then we have, prophecies must be interpreted, okay, only with the help of God, since they were given only as the prophets were moved. Okay, then the next verse says, for the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the move translates the same word as carried or born, indicating that man's will did not originate scripture. Yet men were involved as the Holy Spirit bore them along as they wrote, guarding them from writing error and guiding them to write God's word to us. So, in other words, the Holy Spirit is right there. We know how we hear from the Holy Spirit. You know how he talks to us. He had to, when the men was writing the word of God, and when they heard what to write, the Holy Spirit was right there guiding them so they wouldn't veer too far off to self, because we can do that. We human. We can do that. I do it. People do it because we're human beings. But if we ask the Holy Ghost to help us, he'll surely do that. So that's prophecy of scripture. The next one is the gift of prophecy. This is where the resident in the Holy Spirit in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Verses 4 through 10. Okay, and I'm just going to read it. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but with the same Spirit. And there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit. This is the same Spirit we're talking about here. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. to another discerning of spirits, to another diversity kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. So here we're talking about the operations, the diversity of operations here is what we're talking about. And it's all by the same spirit. Everything is by the same spirit. The administration, which is the different ministries, by the same spirit. The operation, the energizing of the gifts, by the same spirit. The word of wisdom, the communication of the spiritual wisdom, the word of knowledge, the communication of practical truth by the same spirit, faith, unusual reliance on God's gift of healing by the same spirit, including restoration of life, prophecy, by the same spirit, the ability to proclaim the new revelation from God, discerning of spirits, by the same spirit. All of this is by the same spirit. All of it is by the same spirit. It's the gift of prophecy, which is the resident in the Holy Spirit, by the same spirit. And I have more scriptures to it. But all of this comes by the same spirit, the spirit of God, discerning of spirits. And all of these are different, but they by the same spirit. The word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, discerning of spirit, the spirit of the gifts of healing, the gifts of faith, prophecy, discerning of spirits, the tongue. The interpretation of tongue. I heard somebody say that wasn't even in the Bible. And I knew they was just saying and didn't think nobody knew different. But interpretation is. It's a gift. It's a gift. Tongues is a gift. It's not the most desirable one, but it's a gift. It's God. Anything from the Lord, I want it. Whatever he got for me, I want it. And that's why I was teaching about the Sabbath day, because I'm going to tell you something. You got all these gifts, all this and all of that, the fivefold ministry, and you don't worship, and you don't remember the Sabbath. If you're not keeping all of them, hey. But that's, to me, it's just about the most important one to me, because he didn't say remember on them, not any other scripture but that one. And remember means forever. Keep remembering. Keep remembering. Keep. It's not old, because it don't get old when you say remember. When we doing all of these, and when we have all these gifts, and we're not doing the rest of what we're doing, I mean, you want to see signs. I want to see signs, miracles, and wonders. That's what I want. I want to see the dead raised. I want to see limbs grow back out. I want to see eyes, blinded eyes open. I want to see this happen. I want God to use me in that. I want God to use me for miracles, signs, and wonders. So whatever, hallelujah, that he give me to do for this to happen, I'm going to do it. I want to be obedient in the things of God. That's how things happen for you. Oh, this, I'm doing this. And it's something that we're not doing. It's got to be something that we're not doing. So we done tried everything else. Oh, I keep the Sabbath. That's what you say. See, I had to examine myself first. Because every Saturday I stayed in the house sometimes, most of the time. I didn't watch television.
Okay.
I didn't talk on the phone that much, unless it was about church stuff. But I still wasn't keeping the Sabbath like I should have been. He said, remember the Sabbath and keep it holy. So now, God, Father, I'm remembering it, and I'm keeping it holy, sanctified, setting apart, doing what I'm supposed to do. Now I feel I could tell the difference in my life. I know blessings are flowing to me now. I could tell the difference. And I thank and praise God today because I done tried everything else. I've done everything else. I want to try this because he said we would do greater work. I want to do some greater work. I want to do some prophetic things. I want to do some apostolic stuff. I want to see call Lazarus forth. I want the dead to raise before me. I want them to use me. That's what I want. And as an apostle, we're supposed to be doing this as a prophet, even as a child of God, as a servant of God, we're supposed to keep the commandments of God, precept on precept, line upon line. We want all this power. How are you going to get the power when you're not keeping and doing what he say do? We can't even keep 10 of the commandments. Oh, it's okay to not do nothing or not talk to nobody, but are you on your face? Are you seeking him? Are you in the word? Meditating on it. Keep it holy. Set it apart. This is part of activation, impartation. We got to get it right for God. I'm telling you, sometimes people don't even hear it about the Sabbath. They never told me when I was growing up in my 20s and 30s. I'm so grateful that I know now. I didn't leave this earth without knowing. I'm so grateful to God. Because when it's time for you to know, he's going to put a mouthpiece right there. For you to know. Now you can't say you didn't know. When you come before me and I ask you why you didn't keep it. That's why. Thank and praise God today. I thank God today. I just thank him today. I thank God today. I'm going to continually to do it. As long as God let me live, I am. I'm going to continually to do it. So the next is the ascension gift prophet. This is like the deeper revelation. Prophet, the gift of prophet. No, the ascension prophet, the foundation with the apostle. That's what it is. And it's still over in Ephesians chapter 4. Ephesians chapter 4, where it says he gives some apostles and prophets like that. But ascension is like a deeper revelation, a deeper insight. Into what God would have you to do. That's what that is. And it's the foundation with the apostles. He called their name first. He said, I give some apostles. It's a deeper foundation with us because he's using us to start the church and to he's using us to start the church and put it in the hands of who the Lord leads us to lead it with. And we go on and try to establish somewhere else and help somebody else. That's the apostle. And that's what we have to do. These are some of the functions and the different levels of prophecy. It's just not just plain prophecy, but you have different levels. And when you get to that level, it's like the apostolic anointing on your life when you could build something and then, and it's not yours anyway, the church belongs to God, and you start it and get it to going, and you, whoever God placed the pastor there, that's what he is. He'll give you insight on it. That's what apostles do. And help the church in whatever way that they can. Then we have the prophetic presbytery, which confirms and activates over in 1 Timothy. Read it. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and 14. In Acts chapter 13, 1 through 3. Let me read 1 Timothy. It says, neglect not the gift that is in thee, which was given thee by the prophecy, with the laying on of hands and the presbytery. The presbytery is like the body of elders. You know, when they pray for you, they lay hands on you and pray for you. When you being affirmed or commissioned or ordained even, they lay hands on you and pray for you. So it's a prophetic presbytery confirms and activates Acts chapter 13. Let's see. Verses 1 through 3. Now there were in the church that was at Antioch certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and Lucius of Cyrene, and Mana, which had been brought up with Herod the Tetrarch, and Saul. And they ministered to the Lord and fasted. The Holy Ghost said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away. Well, that's the Presbyterian. They confirm and activate. They lay. That's just the prophetic elders, if you will. That's what that is. They confirm and activate. The spirit of prophecy is the next level in the prophetic. It's neither gift nor office, but an anointing. And it's over in 1 Chronicles. Just 1 second. 1 Chronicles chapter 25. And there's some good study stuff. It's some good study stuff because I've been studying on it for a while because I know I'm going to have to
affirm and activate here in Psalms
long from now.
25 verses 1 through 3. It says, "Moreover, David and the captains of the host separated to service of the sons of Asaph and of Heman and of Jeduthun, who should prophesy with harps, with psaltery, and with cymbals. And the number of the workmen according to their service was of the sons of Asaph, Zachar, and Joseph, and Nathaniel, and Asarela, the sons of Asaph, under the hands of Asaph, which prophesied according to the order of the king. Of Judithan, the sons of Gedaliah, and Zerah, and Jeshaiah, Hashbin, and Matthian, six under the hands of their father, Jeduthun, who prophesied with a harp to give thanks and to praise the Lord." This is the anointing. It says it's neither gift nor office, but it's the anointing of God. Have you ever been in a service where the musician, the Holy Spirit, the anointing fell upon the musician, and he ministered prophetically with the organ or with the piano or with the horn or whatever he was using, the guitar, and he in the Holy Spirit allowed him to minister prophetically? When I tell you, that was some kind of thing right there. It was awesome. The anointing was really, really awesome when it fall on the musician and they minister to your spirit, man, your spirit mind. I'm telling you, it's awesome. And some people have that gift. That's a different level, a different dimension in Christ, in the prophetic. That's a different dimension. Then we have the apostle and the prophet team, divine order for the body. It's in Ephesians chapter 20. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. I'm sorry. Just one second here. Let me get it for you. 2, verse 20. And, okay, let me read the 19. "Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone." So, we're talking about the apostles and the prophet team. A divine order for the body. This is how it is. He says, "I give you first apostles, then prophets." Let me see. Some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers. That is a divine order. That's a divine order God set. We man didn't set it, but God set it. That's the way it should stay and be. That's the way it should stay and be. Then we'll do one more. The prophetic ministers, any ascension or revelation or any ascension ministry, not necessarily called prophets, even prophetic ministers in worship, ministerial, they are ministering under the prophetic anointing. See, God can use whoever he want to use in the prophetic. He can use
a child and can use them one time to do what he needs done. He can do that. Over in 1 Peter chapter 4, let me see if I can get that right quick. See, we got a lot. I have a lot to the the importation of the apostolic importation in the prophetic activation. But my main thing is I want you to understand what's going on. I just want to make sure you know. Because I'm telling you, it's nothing to play with. It's nothing to play with, and you need to know what it is. And you need to know what God expects of you. You need to know that. 1 Peter 4:11. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. So whatever man does, whatever we do, we need to be doing it for the glory of God through the ability of which Christ, the God, gives us. That God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. We have to be careful as prophets, as apostles, as evangelists, as pastors, as teachers. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as the ability which God give him. We think we do this stuff on our own, and we know if God don't help us, if God does not help us, we don't know how to put our shoes on the right foot. If he wouldn't help us. But we have to do it God's way. We have to do it by the way God say do it. And I'm telling you, I love God too much to let anything come in between me and God. I can't do it. So I'm gonna stop right here, because, like I say, I have a lot of this to go through. I have a lot of it to go through, and I know that it's good to know. It's good to know the different dimensions or levels of the prophetic. It's good to know. You got about 12 more dimensions that I haven't even talked about. But they're all good and they all word. If they wasn't word, I wouldn't be at them. But they are word. They from the word of God. So we're going to get ready to dismiss. I just thank God for each one of you being with us tonight. I thank and praise God for you all. And I'm not going to hold you long. I just thank and praise God for them. Lord, I ask you to bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Just bless them, Lord. You know just what they need. Lord, I ask you to cover them and their family, their children and grandchildren, Lord. Just keep them all covered under the blood of Jesus. Just cover them, Lord. Bless them with the blessing that they stand in need of. You know what they need, Father. I ask you to keep them covered from any hurt, harm, or danger. Now, Father, I thank you for your word, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for your word. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading and guiding tonight. I thank you for the impartation. I thank you for the activation in the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you glory tonight. Father, I thank you and I give you glory. I ask all these things
In Jesus' name, for your glory. Amen and amen. You all are dismissed. I love you and God loves you too. I'll see you on Sunday at 4 p.m. Eastern and 3 p.m. Central. God bless you all. Have a good night. Amen.
Amen. Amen.